Lili Nishmas Abba Marwi Zichrono Libracha. We're starting Simon Kuf Kuf Dalet. Le'achar she'siyem ha'tzibur tzvilasan yachzor shliach tzibur ha'tzvila. The Chazan does chazar sashat after everyone finishes davening. Why? So this is from the Gemara. Shem yesh mi she'eno yudeh lispalel. If there's someone who doesn't know how to daven, Shmon Esrei, yichaven l'mashehu omer v'yotze b'zeh. He can listen to the Shliach Tzibur and Biyotze Shemea Ka'ona. Now, he has to listen carefully. V'tzarech oso sheyotze b'tfilas shatz l'chai ben l'chol ma'asho m'shliach Tzibur mirosh v'yotze. So he has to listen carefully from beginning to end. V'eno mafsik, v'eno mesich. He can't talk in the middle. V'posea gimel p'tzios li'achrov k'adam shen spali atzmo. He takes these steps back at the end. It's like he's really davening. He's being Yotze Shemea Ka'ona. The Mishnah explains that he has to know Hebrew, understand Hebrew, because to be Yotzei Shemei HaKona, you have to have a basic understanding of what you're hearing. Now, when you're davening yourself in Hebrew, if you don't understand what you're saying, you're still Yotzei. But if you're being Yotzei Shemei HaKona, so you have to have be Maven B'Lashon HaKodesh, the Mishnah Berurah says. Now, this only works if someone does not know how to daven himself. If you're a Bucky, if you know how to daven, you are not allowed to rely on the Shliach Tzibur, the Mishnah Berurah says. And you're not even Yotze. Well, and again, the Mishnah emphasizes you can't talk, and you can't answer Kedusha Baruch Hu, but you do answer Amen to every bracha because that's part of your tefillah. By answering Amen, you're strengthening the tefillah that you're saying through Shomea Ka'ona. Okay, Seif Beis. Seif Beis is an interesting case where there's a minyan. And somehow, there's no one there who really is able to be the Shliach Tzibur. And then you walk in, and you can be the Shliach Tzibur. You know how to daven? Shliach Tzibur she'nichnas le'beis ha'kineses, u'matzah Tzibur she'ispa'u l'balachash. They already davened the silent Shmon Esrei, and none of them are able to. Let's say maybe one of them was going to, and now he had to leave. Something happened. V'hut tzarech l'amo d'fnei ha'teva v'l'alter. Now you have to just go right up and be the Chazan right away. Shliach Tzibur. But the guy that walked in has not davened the silent Shmon Esrei yet. Yorei b'lifnei ha'teva mispal b'koram l'tzibur. He can start with Chazaras Hashatz out loud. V'ein tzarech l'achta b'lispal b'lachas. He doesn't have to daven quietly at all. He doesn't daven quietly before. And once he's said Chazaras Hashatz, he doesn't have to daven quietly afterwards. Now, it's easier for us to picture this at Mincha. But the Be'er Lacha points out, this sounds like it even works at chakras. And the idea is that since this tzibur needs someone to say chazaras hashatz for them, so kol yisrael reivim zeh bazeh, and this guy now has a chiyuv to be motzi them, with kedusha and things like that, and he would be able to daven Shmona Esrei, even though he hasn't said birchos kriyashma yet, he's not going to be somech gul l'tfilah in the proper way. Okay. So that's what the Be'er Lacha says. Now the Ramah continues. V'cheinim u'b'shas hadchak, k'gon sh'yorei sh'yarbez man tfila. What if it's not a case where there's no one else who knows how to daven, but there's a different shas hadchak? Meaning what? That you're afraid that if you daven the regular Shmona Esrei and then do Chazaras Hashatz, you're going to miss man tfila. It's going to be after this man to daven, shacharis to daven mincha. Yucha lispalo miyad b'kol ram. So you can just start straight with Chazaras Hashatz out loud. Everyone davens along with him, word by word, quietly, until after Hakel HaKadosh. That means, the Mishnah Berurah explains, that the Tzibur also says, Lador Vador, together with the Shliach Tzibur. This way, everyone's going to make it to the Zman Tzvila. Now, ideally, it's better if everyone waits for the Chazan to finish Kedusha and Kel Kadosh, and then start davening the silent Shmon Esrei, the Mishnah Berurah says. So if you can wait that extra minute, then that's better to do that. But if you really think you're going to miss the Zman, then you start together with the Shliach Tzibur. Oh. And the Ramah says it's better if you have at least one person who's not davening who can answer Amen. It's better to have somebody answer Amen to the tfilos of the chazan, of the shliach tzibur. But the Mishkei Berurah says that if there's no one there, ein l'hachbed al zal klal, you can actually daven without anyone answering amen, and it's okay. Now, really, this is b'di'evet. This whole thing is b'di'evet. The Mishkei Berurah says that l'chadchila, you're supposed to have somebody daven b'lachash first. Everyone davens quietly first b'lachash, and then do chazaros hashatz. But it's good to know this. I've been at a minyan where this happened. They were waiting for a minyan to get together. And finally, they were about to start davening, and a minyan came, and there was only a few minutes left till Shkia. So they decided to start with the quote-unquote Chazar shots out loud, and that way everyone was able to finish Mincha by Shkia, and, you know, have a Kedusha as well. I wanted to mention there's another case where the poskim say that one can rely on this approach of having the chazan start with chazaros hashatz out loud even before everyone daven the silent shmoneh esrei. So the example in the Ramah is if you're going to miss the zman of tefillah. But they quote from Rav Shlomo Zalman and others another example. We're going to learn Bezer Shem tomorrow that if you don't have nine people listening to the Shliach Tzibur and answering Amen, then we're going to learn tomorrow, Bezer Hashem, that if you don't have nine people listening to Chazaras Hashatz, then it's Karov, it's basically like a Bracha Levatala, all the Brachas. You have to have nine people listening to the Chazaras Hashatz. So what if you look around the minyan at you don't think you can have people listening, for whatever the reason. It's a very small minyan. So if there's a concern that you won't have nine people listening to Chazaras Hashatz, so then you can do this approach and have the chazan start with Chazaras Hashatz right away, out loud. And that way you're avoiding that kshash of a bracha, potential bracha levatal. Okay, we'll stop here.